Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Catt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Crone. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ray Crone. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Will. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell bunts towards the mound. Rush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crone fires to first and picks off Morgan. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Will. Mueller reaches second base with a double. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Will, who is chasing the ball. Rogers reaches third base with a triple. Mueller scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Ray Crone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockman moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockman moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Niemann and he is safe. Mays steals second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson is walked intentionally. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockman tags and scores. Mays tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mays scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 3-0, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mueller is walked intentionally. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat is 0 for 1 in the game. Cat hits a fly ball into center field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Crone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crone is 0 for 1 in the game. Crone strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. Rogers moves to second. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Connell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Will hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tanner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Tanner reaches second base with a double. Morgan moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Giants, 3, Cubs, 3. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Littrell strikes out. Cat drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Littrell out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. Rush hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mueller hits a line drive towards short. Littrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0-for-2 in the game. Catt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Crone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crone is 0-for-2 in the game. Crone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Will hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cat for a passed ball. Will moves to second. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan strikes out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tanner takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Will scores. There goes Tanner trying to get to second. Thompson throws the ball into O'Connell who relays the ball to Spencer who tags Tanner for the out. Two outs. It's 4-3, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Jim Davis now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Morin trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. O'Connell moves to second. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. O'Connell moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Connell scores. Thompson scores. Spencer moves to third. It's 5-4, Giants. Turk Lown now pitching. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Catt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Wes Westrum now catching. Al Worthington now pitching. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle pinch runs for Cal Neiman. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Littrell bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Speak pinch hits for Turk Lown. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller, who is chasing the ball. Speke reaches third base with a triple. Kindle goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 5, Cubs, 5. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Will hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Speke tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Cubs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Jim Fanning now catching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Harris pinch hits for Al Worthington. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive towards third. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Grissom now pitching. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tanner hits a line drive towards short. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Connell moves to third. Mays moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. O'Connell scores. Mays moves to third. Two outs. It's Giants, 6, Cubs, 6. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mueller is walked intentionally. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Wes Westrum. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is walked intentionally. Mueller moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-6, Giants. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Valmy Thomas now catching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Don Elston. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Long moves to third. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Littrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Long scores. Bolger moves to second. It's 10-7, Giants. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning takes first base on ball 4. Bolger moves to third. Littrell moves to second. Lee Walls pinch runs for Jim Fanning. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bolger scores. Littrell moves to third. Walls moves to second. It's 10-8, Giants. Stu Miller now pitching. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Will strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Littrell tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 10-9, Giants. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer misplays the ball. That's an error on Spencer. Walls scores. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 10, Cubs, 10. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 10. The Giants will come to bat. Charlie Silvera now catching. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Dave Hillman now pitching. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. O'Connell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-10, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-10, Giants. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 12, and the Cubs 10. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Long strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvera hits a ball on the ground towards second. Spencer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 12, and Chicago Cubs, 10. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.